This is Passport to Texas. Buffalo soldiers were heroes in their time, yet their accomplishments, seldom taught in classrooms, leave many young African-American students, like Greg McClanahan, with a limited sense of their history.
They didn't teach us nothing in school, but that we were slaves. They didn't teach us that we were heroes or nothing. In history, all you heard about was slaves this, slaves that. Hear about no black heroes.
McClanahan attends public school in Kerrville, where he met Buffalo Soldier reenactors from Parks and Wildlife.
What we are doing is taking the legacy of the Buffalo Soldier into the cities and into the schools. And we feel that sharing this story, that we can instill some pride and resolve in them.
Ken Pollard is a 2006 inductee into the National Cowboys of Color Hall of Fame. He said he found out about the Buffalo Soldiers as an adult, but wished he'd known about them earlier.
My relatives and kinfolk, cowboys, man. We didn't have any black cowboys or soldiers, you know, to really look up to. For me to have the black heroes there when I was growing up, that sense of pride would have been instilled in me. But if I had grown up with that, you know, they would have been my heroes.
Find information about Buffalo Soldier's heritage and community outreach on the Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.